Begin the current top Masech this human daf lam and dal. We begin on the base. We begin to the master. Begin with the Gemara. Rabbi Yemi says, "Harino shel arves." You know it. Mishal shachris. It only says it by the shachris, which that's this machleik is regarding which one is it said that there's nesachim, and then you learn one from the other. Shteis is bothered. Be that as it may, they're all ending up at the same place. What's the difference? So it says nearly. It appears to me, the difference between them is tzibur shel ha'ilam nechasim nesachim el echemem. If the public only had enough libations for one of them, but the Tabbat Shachar to Mishal Arv, Lamadam the Gum Mishal Arv is Mishal Shachar, according to one that says you learn not the evening one from the Shachar, one that became Shachar Seker. That means that's the primary, it's the one that's written in the Torah Baker, from Shachar, if you're going to bring in the morning. Lamadam the Gum Mishal Arv is according to one that says you learn the morning from the evening one. Obviously, the prime one is the evening one, therefore, you're creeping Arv, you're going to bring the one that you had in the evening. The next says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara. Oh, Hanuman, when did we say this? That Dovah Shemes Kaban is going to be us, or according to Abaya, like Rabbi Yehuda, is Mesrut Darais. It's by a biblical prohibition. But here, the Tziruf, the Makam HaPatish, the finishing off of the hot metal, is only rabbinic. Rashi, this is Rashi's text. But like you've seen, and he does not have the text, Inch with Mikdash, and oh, since in the Mikdash, oh, we don't have a rabbinic Isser. Mafarash Rashi explains, given that the Lavin Meskavin, that even if he had done it deliberately, like Yisur Deraisa, it wouldn't be biblical, it's only rabbinic. So, Kilim Mechavin, when you're not having intention, also, that's not your intent to do, like a just to heat up the mikvah a little bit, to take the chill out. So, like Gozer Rabban, and the Philippine Dinas Rabban, we're not Gozer, even out of the base of English. Now, says Taisis, Vakash Libi. Now, this is biblical according to the Ri. So therefore, it sounds like in the Gemara, the Tziv Drabbanan lost Rabbi Yehuda. That when it's this Isser of Tziv of sins only rabbinic, that Rabbi Yehuda did not say it's Asser by Dover Shein Miskav. Now, Parakir Mashma the Asser, but in Shabbos of Memalvam Ben, it sounds like that he holds it forbidden, because the Amukama by a goofy Hosma by himself is the one that explains it with the Hamechim Shapinim in the Mayim. If you have a hot water kettle, then you move the water from it. Allah is Leitin, you take a Mayim Kalikar, you shouldn't put in any water at all, because it's going to solidify the vessel when you take out the hot water from it, now you put in cold water. And that's like a Yehuda, the Mishnah Miskaben also holds that Mishnah Miskaben is forbidden. So you see that even though it's a Malacha Drabanan, and by Mishnah Miskaben, that it is going to be Asa. That's not difficult. Because the you can answer the Tzipa Shashi is Dafka Drabanan. Specifically here, when you're heating up the metal pieces, that's where it's rabbinic. Shainim kelim, because not even vessels. Why even last them kelim siphon? You're only going to make vessel out of it at the end. Therefore, the tzirf the house to love handing gemar malach. Therefore, when you've been doing tzirf on it and hardening it, that's not considered the end of its work to make it into the isser makar patish. Nechem shukli, but by a water kettle, which is a vessel, the tzirf shlo gemar malach, and by hardening it's going to finish off its work. That's where the rice, that's where it's going to be mid the rice, and that's where you would hold. That's going to be awesome. But here by the pieces of metal where it's only rabbinic, you're right, he would hold it's going to be mutter. However, but says there's a new question, but it's difficult. Because the B'sed Perek here, I'm reading the deer and up in the bays and Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, Kalecha dechi ka mechaven, iki sur the rice, whoever, if you had intention, it would be biblically usher, kilo mechaven, gezer b'shimen. So even when you're not having intention, oh, then your b'shimen says, yeah, we're geyser, and it's going to be usher. But v'chalecha dechi ka mechaven, leki sur the rice, but whoever, even if you had intention, it would not be biblically prohibited. So kilo mechaven, like gezer, so when you're not having intention, then he's not geyser, then he holds not going to be biblically usher. Pirish, for example, Gagain, Garmita, Besamsal, Bekisi, when you're dragging a bed, a chair, and a bench, where you have a Chesh Kalachayad, as it is, it's only considered plowing in the backhanded way. So that's what we're saying, that, oh, that's where it's going to be mutter, because as it is, not biblically usher, and when you're not Meskavin, it's going to be mutter. Now, Imkain, if that's the case, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, must be Rabbi Huda, the polygon, Rabbi Huda, who disagrees, and he holds not like Rabbi Shimon, that obviously, Asafel, Bechay Agavna, in those cases of Rabbi Shimon that he holds it's going to be mutter, even in those cases, really, what's going to be aser, which is the chimachavan, like Yisur deraisa, that when you have kavana, even though there's no Yisur deraisa, that is called, it is going to be rabbinically aser. That's not like Rabbi Rashi explains, Rabbi Huda over here, that when you have Devashem Miskav Melacha Rabban, it's going to be water. But more of us says, my parchim in Beharis. What's the question we ask from the Beharis? Dilematil mifrich, ela mibraisa, umimilsa da baye itmala, where the question is only from the braisa and the teaching of Abaya on it, which the Gemara is asking from the Braisa of Ashashis, of these iron pieces, like, and the way Abai explains it, that, oh, it's going to be Yehuda, the whole Dabashim is governed as Asr. And the question is, why do you have to ask from this Braisa, what Abai's interpretation on it, What do you mean, lifrich? If it's the way Rashi explains it, that it's going to be Huda, lifrich mevestim the parak beis the mesechtes beya. Why do you ask from a Mishnah in the second parak mesechtes beya of gimel and beis? Where Huda Ami says clearly, kol kelim in the grower, and all vessels you're not allowed to drag, because even though it's aimless kavan, it's going to be also. Chotzim in the egel, except for the wagon, the little carriages of the children, nishi kavesh, because that's pressing down, it's not making a dish. Amav, one thing says, so you see that dovash aimless kavan is also, the whole 29 and 10 is going to be also. Now, the Hidam of Lemim, although you could say, the nichel and mifrach dabai, the bai, we wanted to ask specifically about Abai's teaching, which contradicts Abai himself over here. But it says, no, tzvei havalei lasuim, and also Rabbi Yehuda, the masnit behavior. We should have asked from Yehuda's own teaching himself, who Abai is coming to explain with, from an explicit Mishnah, where he holds that Dabashim Miskavan is going to be Asa. That's another question that Tais asking in Asurya. Boy, more of us is Taisus, shahu moicha kalasvam, the Garthma, who Rashi erases the text, that we all have the text, when we say this, when throughout regular biblical lesson, here by its Tzir Drabanan, which says the Gisa, and the ancient was by Mikdash, and there's no problem shows by Mikdash. But according to Rashi, he's taking it out. It's not because of anything by Mikdash, it's even Chutz LeMedina, because Tel Shem is Kavan, it's only rabbinic. So, Al Kin Nil Ri, because of all the questions, it seems to the Ri as follows. This is the Gemara says, the Bayam, he says, I'll tell you to answer the question that was asked in the Gemara. It's Tzirav. When you're putting in the hot iron into the mikveh for the Kohen Gadol, no, I thought Timur Shigil Tziv. You could even say it's talking about where the metal is so hot that it's reached a state that it could be tziruf. So how could you do it? Because Dovid and Miskaben is mutter. Something that's not intended is going to be permitted. Pirush, in other words, minat Torah, according to biblical law. Now, the Avigav run the Aser. Now, though biblical it's Aser. Ain't trust in Mikdash again. That goes according to the gears that Jesus says that everyone had. But since it's been the Kliyos, it's not a problem in the base of Mikdash. A parch, and then the Gemara asks, Miyom Abaya, did Abaya really say the Dovish in Meskaven? So that's unintentionally mitzvah, the Rabban is only rabbinically forbidden? Aye, but Tanya Bechul, but we learn the Braisa, etc., which we say regarding the Baharis on the Basar of the Arlo. Now, Mitzvah Krof, the fact that you need a Pasik to say that you're allowed to do the Brismila with this Baharis, Shmamina, obviously the Dovish in Meskaven is from the Raisa. So that's unintentionally is biblically forbidden. In other words, if Minaraisa, something that's unintended is going to be mutter, that would be forbidden to cut the Meheris, which is only rabbinic. So what's the pasuk coming to say, Bisar Lassai? Since it's, you don't have rabbinic Yissa. Umashani, says the Gemara, Nahani Milchadar Kula Asa Chim Miskabin Kim Miskabin. When did we say that unintended is like intended is throughout all other Yisurim? Abul Hacha, but we hear Pirish wasn't mean Abul Hacha. So that's what the Re is saying differently, Pirish Bishabbos. But here, when we're talking regarding the Isra of Shabbos, where it has to be any calculated activity, so then it has to be that you intended to do the malacha that you did. Therefore, we hear the tzirif that they're doing by the Ashashis in the mikveh, have a kalemis kabin drabbanan. That's like unintended for binik malacha. Main shulas for mikdash, like we're saying, there's no shulas in the base of mikdash. Now, Tzaisa is actually, yes, from the Gesin Bubehed, actually there are some texts that explicitly say this idea. That when it says, Abul Hach over here, what's the Hach over here? Malechis Machsheves Aser Torah. That the Torah only says it's forbidden by Malechis Machsheves. Bezek, Rishri, and again, that's like the Re's interpretation that the Gemara is differentiating between Halach of Imiskaven of other mitzvahs and that of Shabbos. Hashta Eichon, and now we're proving the Lemihuda, Dabashe Miskaven, is Mutab Derezik of Shabbos, that when it's in Miskaven by Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. So he says, it's a wonder. Because the parak of Achal Nigmar, Kriz Lev Chotam Abayz, the Gemara brings Amar Vashi, where it's talking about when you're putting out coals, and by default it's going to make other coals in the bottom get heated up. Machlik is, one chat, there's two chatais. Amar Vashi says, to explain the machlik is, we're talking about Kogenshin Skab and Lechabes Al Yonis. He's intending, when he's taking out from the oven, he's intending to extinguish the upper coals. And by itself, by default, it caused the lower coals to get fired up. So there's kibui and there's havar. Now, that havar was Amos Kavan. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik says, the Gemara, Sablok of Yehuda, the Amar, Davish Amos Kavan is Aser. Oh, so therefore, that's why you have two chatas. Now, the fact that you see that he was chayv another chatas in that, obviously that you see that Isser is Meder Aser. So you see that according to Yehuda, that when it's unintended on Shabbos, Yichem Netayra, so it rejects what we just said before, that we said that Dav Hashem Eskaben, Rabbi Yehuda would hold his Mutim Netayra on Shabbos. Says, what you could say is that the truth is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that's only rabbinically problematic. So why over here are we saying that you have a chatos that made the awesome deraisa? That's because the hasam sikri shehu there was what's called it's inevitable. We're chopping off the head. She it's not possible in any way because that when you're shoveling it out, not only is it going to extinguish the top, that it's inevitable that the low ones are going to get fired up. It's like as if you had intention, and therefore that's why it's different. It's not like we're saying what he normally holds by ein miskaben on Shabbos. Now, although, what do you mean? It is in the miskaven, because you don't need it to get fired up. And it's what's called a malacha that you don't need for it itself, where it's a byproduct, but you don't necessarily need that. Oh, okay, but still, even on this, Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, the amma malacha shen tzuch legufa, that he holds it, even if it's a malacha that's not necessary for what you needed, it's still going to be chayav on it. And that's why you have a chatas on the lower ones. But again, because of psikreish. Now, then the question, so then, Shimon over there increases that he says that you're going to be potter. But what do you mean? Didn't we just explain the psikreish? And Shimon agrees to psikreish. So it says, it's not because he doesn't consider melech mashabes, because the haki echid lebiuda, melech mashabes, just according to Yehuda, is considered melech mashabes. So to a point to Bishimin, because keeping the Hava sick rage, since it's inevitable, Bishim agrees to that. But moreover, Tosef stresses on the question. So the Bishimin Machai Makalkal Bavar, Bishimin holds that although generally Makalkal, Avagav the Bisham Malach is part of Bisham Malach Mashavis when you're doing something that's a destructive act, but by Havara, even though it's Makalkal, Bishimin holds that you're going to be Chayiv. Kedizim said, Perkam the Chagi, like the Gemara says, the end of Perk Chagi, that you've been out. Now, umasasik nami the part of b'shamalachas b'tamalach b'shamalach. So too, when the person is distracted, and which is an element of exemption on Shabbos by other malachas, because it's not a calculated malachas, not malachas b'shabbos. In spite of that, machayev b'shem b'chabur v'avor b'shem oldi, you still get machayev from masasik by inflicting a wound and by burning. Even though it's not malachas b'shabbos, because I'm parik tzavik achal, like the Gemara says, increases that we test in the base. The Gemara there is discussing regarding that Misasik on Shabbos is generally potter, because it's not a malach on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what do you do with the Mishnah that says when you have two children to circumcise? One to be done on Sunday, one to be done on Shabbos, and by mistake they do on Shabbos when it's supposed to be on Sunday, which is Misasik, because it didn't intend to do this prohibited malacha. And that halacha is machlekes tanoim regarding if it's chayiv or potter, and even according to one of the potters, only because of bar mitzvah, but it wasn't bar mitzvah, it'd be chayiv. So you see that you're going to be chayiv by chabura, even though it's not malach malach Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Ahanach l'tinek is leave alone the case of the children." Since by chabura has a special halacha, which what happens when you're doing mila, you're doing chabura, it's causing black and blue. That since it's chabura, therefore even though it's makalkal, it's going to be chayiv. So misasik na mechayiv. So you see, even though it's not like the regular malacha, so to misasik, which also, yeah, you're right, generally potter, there it's going to be chayiv, even though it's not malachas malach Shabbos. So if so, you cannot say the reason why Reb Shimon would hold your potter of firing up the lower coals because of malachas malach Shabbos, because we hold that you don't need malachas malach Shabbos by havar. So Ella, how many times did Reb Shimon the potter say, but don't worry, it's not difficult, because I'll tell you why Reb Shimon holds it's going to be potter, but there, Shimon being malacha tzrich legufa, because you need to have to be chayiv a malacha that you need for this itself, the Avin Mishkan, because we're learning from the Mishkan that all the malachas were done that you needed for itself, not for some secondary thing. And the Vilba Chabur Bahavara, even by those two exceptions of inflicting a wound and making a fire, Sulis means Tzrich Leguf, he says he also needed to be Tzrich Leguf, because Mokh Besh Pekal and Nachlok, and the Sunnit Bapay Emeral. So therefore, that's why he holds Yipate, because it was a malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf. Now, Pesach explains, Vahai did not get because Lishn Muskabe Muskabe, so then if it's dependent on that if you can be chayiv on the havar, the bottom ones are not. If it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa, so then why is the wording over there increases the miskaven the imiskaven? That regarding having intent or not, but like doesn't say hadir abihudi the malacha shein tzrich legufa chayiv la'ah. That the reason is because it's like abihudi who holds the malacha shein tzrich legufa chayiv la'ah, and Harb Shimon is like Shimon holds that the malacha shein tzrich legufa that you that on this halacha that you're going to be potter. So it's Taisus Mishum Revus Reb Yehuda Nachtali. You're right. We only said the idea of Miskaven and Miskaven because we wanted to tell you the chiddush in the opinion of Reb Yehuda. If that is the Ava Pishay Miskaven Avatachin, although you did not intend to eat up the lower ones, but like we said, but since it's inevitable, they were going to be chayiv. Because the thug that many other thought to say, Reb Yehuda Lemechayiv Malachas and Zulgufa, that you were holding, you're not chayiv and Malachas and Zulgufa, Il Bedovish Miskaven Midayim, only something that you intended to do actively, meaning let's say popping a pimple, where because you don't need the opening, you just need the pus to come out, but at least you're intending to do that action. You're intending to open it up. So to let you concerned about a lamp, you put it out. Because you don't need the kibbutz, you just want to keep the nair intact, but still at least you're intending to extinguish. So do you take out a dead person in the bed? So although it's malachah for guva because you don't need the malachah b'tzah, you don't need the, you just don't want the mess over here. And still, but over there you're still, but you want to do that ma'isa. Also all those cases, you're intending to do the malachah with your hands. You just don't need it for the intrinsicness of that malachah itself, and you would just have preferred that not happen in the first place. Something that you not intend to do at all, where you're intending just to put out the upper coats, and the lower ones just get fired up by themselves. You're not even intending to do it at all. They keep just trying to put out the upper ones. So although that it's inevitable, still suck at that's what I'm coming to tell you, but this that we're saying that the machlekes of Yudim Shimon is regarding Davashim Eskaben is to teach you, yeah, although the primary thing is regarding Lokshin Zalgufa, but we want to teach you that even in a situation where it's Lokshin Zalgufa and it's in Meskaven, even so, Reb Yudim holds it in Mechayev, again, like we said, because of segregation. Now, Abahid the Basahachi. Regarding this, the Gemara increases brings after that. The Chay says, let's say you're shoveling out the coals because you want to go ahead and heat up with them over Malin, and then it gets fired up by itself. So we had a machlekes, it's chayav a potter. There it doesn't say, explain the machlekes, oh, like Rabbi Huda who holds Dabba Shem Eskaven is going to be chayav. El Mishani, we have the Gemara answers. Harbi Yehuda is like Yehuda Amalach Alach Hashem Zul Gubah Chayvela. The Hazam Alach Hashem Zul Gubah Yigam Mechayim. And Harbi Shem Noam Patna is like Yishma Oz Malach Hashem Zul Gubah Yigam. Why? Avagav Dein Kabanas Lahavir. Although his intention is not to heat it up. Mid the Patr Bir B'Shimon. And we know this from the fact that B'Shimon holds that you can be Patr. Because if your intention was to heat it up, obviously, that would be Malach Hashem Zul Gubah. And obviously, B'Shimon would not hold the Yipatr. For the fact that B'Shimon holds Yipatr, obviously because it's Dov Hashem Miskaven. And if so, wait a second, so why didn't the Gemara answer like it answered just before this, like we just explained? The Yehuda doesn't want to hold Yichai, because even though it's in Miskaven, and even though it's Malach Shenzel Lugufo, says Taish Nami Kamakam, even so, no, we didn't tell you this, because Hari Lescham, who is ultimately he's doing it to heat himself up. In Miskaven, Lahav, it's just that he doesn't intend to heat up the coals, in the Lim Shacha Gechom, it's Leil Lescham, and he just wanted to draw the coals next to himself, that he called himself up. It doesn't need it to heat up more than was already heated up before. Now, but the davishit miskaven loyhavi, you can't call it something that was not intended to be. Only where it's difficult for him. He does not want it to get heated up. And because Malachab is going to the country, he's doing action that's the opposite, trying to put stuff out. Hazim Shaykh Lahaskir, that like the first command that we brought, that's where it's appropriate to mention Amos Kavan or Revus Rebuda that, oh, you're not intending that it'll be a Siddish Rebbe Huda. And Rabbi Shimon Charilei, Rabbi Shimon holds the permit, Rabbi Shimon Tavli Malach Hashem Tzach Leguva, because ultimately it's Malach Hashem Tzach Leguva. So again, that's why in that discrepancy, it doesn't say in the second one, Ein Miskaven, because you don't really have an Ein Miskaven. In the first one, you have Ein Miskaven, because for sure it's Ein Miskaven, you're actually trying to do the exact opposite. But then it continues to explain, although in the Gemara Chabbos HaKov Gimel Manav Omar, the Gemara tells us, HaTelish Olshin, if someone tears out Olshin, which endives type of vegetable, so it depends what he's doing it for. For eating purposes, okay, then Kagregis, the shear is like Kagregis, like all eating malachas have that shear. If it's to make the ground better, oh, then Machal Shonim and Manur Mount is going to make it better. Frankly, my ass, when Utter Cool Lovely Apples Kargan, then what do you mean? Aren't all people, when they're doing it, aren't they all going to automatically make the ground better? Shandig Man says, yeah, Loinus, we're going to live Shimon. But we're going like a Shimon, Dama Dani holds, Dabashim is coming with this, since it's not the intention to be permitted. The only the other, the Khabir. Where he's doing it in his friend's land. Oh, Shane and the Klum, where he's not having a benefit at all. And that's why that we could presume that that's not considered at all intention, and even inevitability would not make it into a Dava Hamaskavan. Now, but still, initially, it's still forbidden, even though it's not having benefit. Like I'm going to explain shortly, says Texas. It's just not Chayv Chatzis. Now, but one thing is, Mashmo sounds like a Ba'ardi day, but if it's in his own land, Chayv Chatzis would be Chayv Chatzis. So, Avagav Dei Meskav in the Avas Karka, Chayv, and even though his dead just not to make his ground better, he'd be Chayv. Why? Given that sick creation, but then, since ultimately it's inevitable and he's having benefit. And you can't compare it to the case that when they're shoveling out the coals to heat himself up with them, and they just get heated up by themselves, the bottom coals, where that's you're not intending for the action itself, because they're not having any benefit whatsoever when it gets heated up. Because even without the heating up the lower coals, there's enough coals coming that he could warm himself up with them. They became a barrel in Skamla Havas. So obviously, his intention is not to heat it up. But he died buying it, but regarding the Gemara and Shabbos, he became a little bit of Kimitra. Then, since he's having benefit, he's having pleasure. On Sahadi, then we could testify from his Kamali Apas that he's intending to make it better. And that's why we're going to say that that's the difference between the two cases, and there's going to be us. Now, originally, Tosafot explained these words of Abaya, and Allah Hadavish and Miskavan is going to be Mutter. That, oh, he said it's mutter midaraisa, but rabbinically it's going to be asa. It's just based on mikdash mutter because there's no issa derabban, there's no shmos of mikdash. Now, but specifically regarding Shabbos, that's when we say it's only asa midaraban, because you would need melech as Shabbos, but by other mitzvahs, it'd be asa even midaraisa. That's why he says, when the Gemara increases, where we see that Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik holds on Shabbos, chai for heating up for havara, the lower coals, even Amos Calvin. Which that's according to Yehuda who holds Rabbi Shem Miskavan's Asa. So if it proves that according to Yehuda, we see that even for Shabbos, Yechayv Midaraisa, not Rabbanan. So Taiz answered, oh, the story in Mesechta's Krisis, there's also Psik Reishi. That's why you can Yechayv Midaraisa. But usually Rabbi Shem Miskavan and Shabbos, it's only Rabbanan. And that says continues the as, but me, question, but it's difficult. Because it's might Mashma, now Sugi, it sounds like the Rabbi Shem Miskavan, regarding something that's unintended, Philip's secretion, even though it's inevitable, lahav deraisa, it's not deraisa, le'inyit Shabbos, le'inyit Rehuda. Why? Because our karch, let's say, Shashi is because obviously the case that we're being here in our Gemara of the hardening of these iron metal, these metal pieces that are put into the mikvah for the Kohen Gadol. If secretion was obviously inevitable that it's going to solidify it, how do we know it's inevitable? But the parchalam hid baharis. So the fact that we're asking him in the case of baharis, because if it wasn't Sigreshi, then what are you asking from cutting off the Beheres, which obviously that's inevitable, you're actually cutting it off and doing the Mila. So obviously that we see that if we're asking from that case, onto the case of the Tzashashish, obviously it's inevitable. And after Lahachi Amad Rabbanu, it's still the Gemara ultimately comes down and says that because we're running the Halach of Shabbos, as Tosafos explained this whole Sugya, but it's rabbinic because it's Shabbos, even though it's Sigreshi. Now the problem is that Behidah increases, but regarding the Sugya increases, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Michayim Behidach Ezechom when you're shoveling out the gold. Shenizkavim La'achavis Alyans, where your intention is to put out the upper coals, whoever to cleanse the lower coals get fired up. Although your intention is not to heat up the lower ones. And so you can Michayim, so obviously it is Dairaisa. And that's the taste, even though, like we said, segregation, but here it's also segregation. That's the taste, so much you can say is, the Tzir Vashashis Lahab segregation. No, you could actually say, now like Taisa assumed in this question, that the hardening of these metal pieces is not inevitable. And wait a second, then how do we ask from Baharis? So it says, and even so, the Gemara still had a good question. Because from the fact that Abaya answered on the question of the Gemara on Baharis, why do you need a pasuk? He says, oh, later, they only need a Rabbi Yehuda, the Dabba Shem is Gabbin Asr, that's all the Dabba Shem is going to be Asr. Now, by Psik Reishi, Rabbi Shimon also agrees. Why did Abaya pick specific contributor? Obviously, that he holds there's no difference between Miskavin, which is inevitable, to a Miskavin, which is not inevitable, by both of them, Shimon disagrees and says you can be part of the secretion. Ah, so that's why specifically according to Behuda. Because if you differentiate, then I feel like Shimon asks, you could even say according to Shimon. Now, Tay says, although ultimately the end after he heard from Rava that Rishimun agrees with Segresha, Abaye retracted and he agreed that if Segresha and the whole everyone agrees, so then you can actually say the price didn't according to Rishimun, because the Masprek Rava does the Milo, but then they have come with Beis. But still, from the fact that he originally said this according to Yehuda. Mechlal, the Yehuda, obviously, that he holds according to Yehuda, that Tov Hashem is coming to us from the Raisa. That Yehuda did not differentiate between Psychration and not Psychration. So, that you can prove from the Raisa of a Harris, that according to Yehuda, that Tov Hashem is coming to us from the Raisa, that Africa will have Psychration, even though it's not inevitable. So therefore, that's why that was the question. Even though it's not inevitable, you still see it's us, and that's what we're asking on the Shashias. And we say, okay, here it's the Rabbanan. But it was still a good question, even though Taisi had to say now that it's not Psikrish. This is all one thing. Now, Uba'arach Pirish Bin Ya'achar. He explains in a different way, Hahidab the Habayna. This sugya in Perak Habayna that we say regarding if someone tears out the Ulshin, the endives, to eating, he's not going to be chayiv then because he's making the ground better, which the Gemara had said. Oh, don't worry, we're talking about it's inevitably going to happen. No, don't worry, it's talking about by his friend's field. What does that mean? And then the club since he's not benefiting at all by making his friend's land better. That sharia filikatchila it's going to be permitted even initially. Why? I have to have psikreishi. It's inevitable. And this that it says. That Reb Shimon agrees by Psegreshe, and the so that's what the Gemara is saying. But that's only by something that the person has benefited. You can buy the day, like by his field. When he cuts off the tzaras of his son when he's doing the mila shunena, that he's having benefit from it. But when it's not, this is the famous arach Psegreshe deloy nichalei. So then, it's actually permitted. So based on this, they are permitted when you have a faucet that was wrapped with a piece of linen to pull it out on Shabbos, although it's going to be squeezing out that cloth on segregation inevitable, since he's not benefiting, he's not getting pleasure from that squeezing out because it's going to go to waste, therefore mutter can be permitted. That's the Aruch Shita, that's what he derives from that sugya in Perek Habayna. Now, says Taisus Blav Rayi. No, Taisus takes apart the Aruch and says, not a proof. Mehidika Ovid, Ba'ar the Chabri, disregarding, he said because he did in his friend's field, the Lishpul, the Kitchil, should be initially admitted. So it says, because Hasman Chib Chatzis coming. They're talking about regarding a liability as a Chatzis. We're saying the Inchab Chatzis and Chab Chatzis. Meirikul, name it also Kitchil, but of course we could say that it's initially forbidden. And he continues to bring the Aruch and to disagree with him. He says, Ba'idhe Beharach Rayi led the bar. Additionally, the Aruch brings a proof to his words. Also, within Masechet Shabbos, where Abaye the Rebbe Shimon, Abaye goes according to Rebbe Shimon, meaning before he backs out, when he says that this you need to have the pasuk of Basar Olasai, because of Rebbe Shimon Miskaven, that we say that, that's forbidden like Rebbe Yehuda. So then says the Gemara, Abaye according to Rebbe Shimon. So, hi, boss, my Abaye, what does Rebbe Shimon do with that? Yeah, it seems to indicate like Rebbe Yehuda, but what would Rebbe Shimon do with that? So says the Gemara, Ba'iva Oimar Abi Aben. The father of the son, the baby, says, look, it's Beheretz B'nai who miscavened. His intention is to actually go ahead and cut off the tzaras of his son. That was his intention. So of course he's having benefit from the cutting of the Beheretz then. That's the pasuk of Bas is coming to say that even so, even when he's intending, he's miscavened L'dava Ha'asr to cut off the Beheretz, it's permitted when he's coming to do a Mila. Baruch the Gemara asks, but if there's someone else who could do it, then it won't be the father that will have the benefit. La, but he should do it. He can do a Shlokesh. Like Shlokesh, he says that if it's possible not to be over to even Asidduch, at least to say, if it's Epshel Kavsh name, then you do it. Shan the Gemara answers, you're right. Like Achav, Toma, where there is no one else. But says, Taisis, but if there's someone else, Hayimutta Likitchila, says the Arch, this is the Arch's proof. Hayimutta Likitchila would be initially permitted. I'm not sure if it should be Sikresh, Likitchila, but Abshan, then you see that, no, even initially it's permitted, even the Sikresh, by someone that you're not going to have benefit from it. But says, Taisis, means you're right, this is also not a proof. The other Mukila Abaye by Mavi Aben Bechol Distant Abaye says that Reb Shimon would explain it to him with the case where the father's son says that he's doing it specifically to go ahead and cut off the Beheretz of his son. Hainu Mekmei Deshamam Mirav. That's only before he heard from Rav the Moed Reb Shimon B'Psikreishah. Reb Shimon agrees B'Psikreishah that's going to be awesome. Could Masik Hasan actually as the Gemara concludes over there, Labasu Deshamam Mirav Sabra. After he heard from Rav, he agreed that even Reb Shimon would hold it's going to be awesome. Alachi Parach and then the Gemara asks, Abaye Leib Reb Shimon, Abaye Koin Reb Shimon. In other words, in the Havamina, Kim the Polygon of Psychration, since he disagreed with Psychration, Vim Kane, Leishno Psychration, Vishar Shimon, Shimon Skabin. So, in that, Abaye, in the Havamina, Rishimon, So it doesn't make a difference. Segregation from any davashin miskaven. So that was the Gemara's question. According to that, what's he going to do with that of basar? But again, that's only according to the Havamina that he held. The Reb Shimon holds that segregation is not asur. But according to what the conclusion of the Labai Nami by the segregation, the Labai also agrees. Reb Shimon holds that's going to be asur segregation. So leishna of leishnacha, then it doesn't make a difference if it's the father or anyone else. It would be biblically forbidden to cut off the beharis if not for the pasuk of basar of a lusser that it permits it. So therefore, you don't see anywhere the halacha that we're going to paskin that segregation the loy nichle is going to be mutter leketchila. But moreover, Tzitz has another question. He says, "Ma raihim osam." Anyways, what's the proof from over there? The Mahasim of the Reis Hashari. Maybe they, yeah, well, we're saying permitted biblically. We can still say rabbinically it's going to be forbidden. But says Tzitz miyakul name regarding that second point, we could say no. The Hachim is raya that the proof that the Aruch is bringing is kivin v'shai yisuri. Since regarding all other prohibition, like cutting off the beharis of the tzras, that you don't have to have the category of, oh, calculated malacha, which is specific to Shabbos, that mutim in atayro, it's going to be biblically permitted by dabashin miskaben, to ain't svar lesser gabbe Shabbos of film rabban, then it's not logical to say that it's going to be forbidden by Shabbos, even rabbinically. Which is the second point Taisa says, oh, maybe only the rise is mutim, but maybe drabban also. No, because the Shabbos have an additional exemption, definitely a leniency of, that has to be Malachas Mal Shabbos. So if you're not having benefits in the Malacha that you're doing, it's not really going to be considered Malachas Mal Shabbos. But Vada Yibishar Yisurim, but most definitely, and for other Yisurim, that if you have Davashid Meskaben, even when you're not having benefit, it would be Asim Der Aisa, Mishim Dolibin, Mu Malachas Mal Shabbos, because you don't need to have Malachas Mal Shabbos, Asa Yirah Ligzer Gab Shabbos Mabon. And then, yes, of course, we would say rabbinically it's going to be forbidden by Shabbos, rabbinically, Lashvayis Lashay Yisuri, to equate it with other Yisurim, Avigav Midiraisa Shom Mishom Lachmon Shabbos, although biblically it's permitted because it's not going to qualify from Lachmon Shabbos. But now, by other Yisurim, it's only Rabbanon, so then you're right, why would we say it's going to be rabbinically forbidden on Shabbos? So, again, that resolves the second question that I asked, but Miul, am I depreciated? But again, based on what we're explaining in the first question, to the Saif Hadabay at the end, the Bayim is retracted, Mr. Lenny holds the Mighty of Shem Sigrash, Shem Nagrith, but Sigrash, that is going to be Asr, Ubuxis Beheres, Asm the Raisa, and by cutting over the Beheres, it's biblically forbidden, Avgab the Lemechabin, even though his intention is not to do that, because this that we said, even the intention is only in the Havamina, but Maskana not, something came to Shabbos, Asr Megatilis, so then on Shabbos, most definitely, at least rabbinically, we would say it's going to be forbidden, equivalent to what other Yisurim it is by Deraisa. So, and that's Lishna of the Lishna Acha. It doesn't make a difference if it's his father or if it's someone else, whether he's having a no or not, it's going to be Asr. So, Tessessess, Vadrab, Mishem Kashal Peshach, to the contrary, now it's not a riot, it's difficult talk. There's Loy coming from the fact that doesn't say, Ella, quote, La Bayam, Hi Basr, my Abelay, what do you do with this Basr? Which that would sound like that's asking the Bayah specifically, how does he understand it before he retracts? Aval Rava, meaning because inferences, but according to Rava, the Sfirla that he holds, Moedib Shem Segregation, Shem agrees by Segregation, it's going to be us, at least rabbinically. So if that's the case, my other assume, like Kurtz Baharis, by the Mila, so that's not difficult. Where, because Loishani Le Bin Av Bin Acher, doesn't differentiate between the father or anyone else. And Kivin the Sfirla, Beshabbos, Nevon, Asa, Segregation, because by Shabbos, he holds rabbinically, it is forbidden Segregation. Although we say biblically is permitted because it's not less about Shabbos. The Chalal, the inference is the Bishari story, that Asim Deraisa, that it is going to be Asim Deraisa. Again, not like the Aruch, who wants to say that it's going to be even on Shabbos, but even like a Tchila. Now, Taisa continues, another proof the Aruch tries bringing me a parakal Kisvei from there in Shabbos of Kupidzayim and Alz. And this is Rabbanan permitted on the 14th of Nisan that falls out on Shabbos to skin the carbon Pesach. That it says the shakalei bebarzi, as long as you cut into small pieces. Now, Avakat the Majdur Shem Zigreish Olodor Shem Agreed by Zigreish, that's going to be awesome. Says the Aruch Hayoven and the Mutter, but since you're not a benefit from the skinning, since you're a Mutter, so again you see the Zigreish Delay Nichle is Mutter, which I said many times, not approved. Commission Perush Rashi, like Rashi explains over there, that cutting of the skin in small pieces is Delav Malachi. It's not really considered Malacha. That's not the way of normally skinning. That's why it's permitted. Additionally, you could explain The shogel bechadikas gedan is kol kach that you cut into such small pieces. Shein bem ba'achas mem lasikamei. It's not big enough to make from the leather of that of an amulet, which is the minimum measurement of malacha that you need from or. Because like hashavar, it's not considered quote significant as the skin as leather, and the veins are hefshet. Again, that's another reason why it's not considered hefshet. So it's not a raya. It's not because of sigrish loy nichle. Rather, it's because it's not a malacha. Oh, you have a raya. Additionally, the Aruch brought a proof. Let me go on sugat of lamigimu menal. When the Mishnah says regarding if you have hadas that you have these berries that are more than the leaves, which is possible unless you diminish the berries, and that it says a brisa even might nice be yamtiv. You cannot diminish those berries in yamtiv because it's going to be fixing it. Might says no, you could diminish it. Parach, I think my ass. How could you say that? Come asagamana, but you're fixing something, and I'll do that on yamtiv. Mishani, the Gemara answers, oh, we're talking about where he plucked the berries, not to fix the lula, and picked it to eat them. And the Dovashim is Gavin, and since it's unintentional, so much is going to be permitted. Apart from the Gemara asks, but Bishim agrees that since it's inevitable that's going to be fixing the Hadas, it should be forbidden. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about where he has a different Hayshana, and because he has another one, so it's not even considered, which, as the Aruch explains, he says, yeah, the Ma'afash, and then the Bedavim. Since you're not having benefit because you have another Ishana, so Moses is permitted. I've got another Sikresh, although it's inevitable. So you see, Sikresh, that you're not having benefit is permitted, like in Chilah. And says, Tayyiz be English, because women don't reject and say, no. Since there is another Ishana, we'll have Mesakin. It's not like it is Mesakin, but it's Sikresh until initially. Maybe you'll reject the proof and you'll say, then it's just not considered Mesakin. Keeping the Mesakin Mitzvah, since you're not fixing it for the purpose of having the Mitzvah for the Hadas. Says Tayyiz, you can't say that. Because Dim Kane, if that would be the case, the Maiduchka the Mema, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, and some of the Kavua, what would be the need to say that Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon? Dama that he says, Dama Shem is Kavamut today, if it's unintentionally permitted, or yeah, like Rabbi Yehuda must look my Dama. Then if you're saying that the reason is because it's not fixing, then give me like Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously it is because of Sikreshe, but it's in the Skabim, which the Lay Nichele, like the Arach. But says Tayyiz, me, Yeshut, because you can still reject this proof of the Arach. And you can really say that it's biblically forbidden Sikreshe, even if you're not having benefit. But over here, Mi'achash, I said, Tikkun. Since this fixing a filibim is kavan, even when it's intentional, ain't lost the rabban only rabbinically forbidden. Why? Because the meat enough of diminishing the berries ain't near a tikkun kokach. It's not really considered fixing something so much. You chashat tikkun hatesh, we consider it biblically like a sack and mana. So the cause of rabban and kibbutz and then that's rabban when that goes because you're not having benefit, but not because in general psikreish like nifli takes away from the deraisa. Really, it's deraisa, but here's because it's not really such a tikkun mana. Now, but Tesla says, Libya Arach, us is sharp, but although Tesla was rejecting a lot of proofs of Arach, he says, however, it does come out very well according to the Arach. Had the Amar, but Pekal Tadda. This is the most important thing about the Tadda Gelf Mas Nad of Yain, if someone donates wine to the Mizbeach, the Allah is, it doesn't do like a libation. Maybe Mizalf, like Abba Isha, becomes, he pours it on the fires, like something that's like a carpet. The part of the Gemara is, but you're extinguishing the fires, which is forbidden to be done. Ish Tamat Tukal Mizbeach, Lisichbe. It says if it's unintentional, it's going to be permitted. And here's the intention is not to put out the fires in the Merach, just to pour his carbon of the wine. Now, the philosophy of Psegresha, even though it's inevitable, but it's not possible to pour on top of the fires and not put out some of the fire, you still see Matrim Lakitchil, Matrim, and then you see like the Aruf that, yeah, it permits it initially since you're not having benefit. But Mihu ain't near the Aruf, but still ultimately says Taisa, it does not seem correct this interpretation of the Aruf. And Tayyiz brings a few proofs. The Hamap is more so because popping a pimple could delight him in the light as they let the pus come out. Patal the Asr. The Gemara tells it's exempt, but it's forbidden. Ilav, meaning it's actually Mutla Gethila, it would be Patal the Asr. Ilav, Mishim Tzad Dinsha, if not for the fact that people are in pain. Now, Avabishan and Nenaklal, although you're not intending at all for making the Pesach, they miskab and Kalal Abin Abbas, you're not intending at all to make an opening of a Pesach, but ultimately, it's Psychresha. So even though it's, you know what I mean, Hanah, you still see it's Asr, not like Dara. So too difficult from a hand needle. Little bus equates to take out a thorn. Mafashbus and then the and then I'll pay a ham and off a little bit of a shimmer. Patala, when it's not a malacha that's doing for what you need it, but some secondary thing can be examined. But the task mission tired the gufa. But it's only because of the pain the person's in because of the thorn. Halava chalab, if not. Avagav lumechavanas chabura, even though your intention is not to make chabura, give lights equates rather to get out the thorn. So obviously you see that. Sigreshe, even if you're not a menah, would be asr. Beer happens to be permitted because of the tar. But, so basically, Tay says, we don't hold like the arach. Davashem Eskavin is going to be asr. when it's tikreishe, even though you're having hana. So it says according to this, we have to resolve hayidu cholatodim. We just said that when you're pouring the wine on the fires, since it's you're not having hana, although it's tikreishe, we say it's mutter. That's what we said. Sounds like the aruch. You have to say love tikreishe. No, you have to say it's not inevitable. Shemizalfim b'tipin dakas, because you could pour with small little droplets, which might not necessarily put out any other fire. Or you could say, you'll pour on some of the limbs that are on the fires. It's possible not going to put out the fire, and therefore it's not even considered psikreishe. And since double shein miskaven, that's where it's mutter, but you don't have a proof to the aruch that double shein miskaven, if it's psikreishe, to lay nichele, then that would be mutter.